This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Tuesday, the 12th of October. The executive chair of the National Care Association has called for the government to apologise for its handling of the coronavirus pandemic. It's after a cross-party group of MPs criticised the decision not to lock down earlier in March 2020 and says it was partly responsible for thousands of deaths. The report, which focuses on the response in England, also condemned releasing hospital patients back to care homes without a coronavirus test first. Nadra Ahmed has told us the report has confirmed what people in the care sector have been saying for months.
I think for ministers to now not apologise for this and say, actually, we may have got it wrong, and it's not apologising to us as providers even, it's apologising to the people who lost, who are bereaved and living that again.
Stephen Barclay acknowledged there had been difficult judgments to be made over coronavirus lockdowns. The Minister for the Cabinet Office told us we followed the scientific advice throughout. Brexit Minister Lord Frost says the UK has a somewhat fractious relationship with the EU following Brexit. Delivering a speech to the diplomatic community in Lisbon, he again says the Northern Ireland Protocol is not working and has to change. Lord Frost says he's sharing with the EU new proposals for an amended protocol, which he says, firstly, is forward-looking.
Second, our proposal looks more like a normal treaty in the way it's governed, with international arbitration instead of a system of EU law ultimately policed in the court of one of the parties, the European Court of Justice. I think the Commission have been a bit too quick to dismiss governance as a side issue, and the reality is the opposite. The role of the Court of Justice and the EU institutions in Northern Ireland are creating a situation where there's no discretion about how provisions in the protocol are implemented.
Alok Sharma says major economies must step up with climate plans before COP26, which takes place in Glasgow at the end of this month. The president of the summit says action by G20 countries will be make or break for keeping the goal to limit global temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius within reach.
If temperatures continue to rise, we will step through a series of one-way doors, and the end destination of which is climate catastrophe. And that is why countries in the front line of climate change fought so hard for the 1.5 degree temperature limit to be enshrined in the Paris Agreement. For them, 1.5 to stay alive is not a hollow slogan. It is a matter of survival.
The number of hate crimes recorded by police in England and Wales has hit its highest level on record. There were just over 124,000 of them recorded in the year to March, according to Home Office statistics. That includes a 12% rise in racially motivated incidents. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Off Air, the podcast. With Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
You eat cheese in the sink?
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times Radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
How would that go in the booth?
Badly. It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times Radio app.